The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, starting off with Thursday Night Football, what a freaking barn burner will the Detroit Lions handling the Green Bay Packers in a pivotal NFC North matchup, 34-31 at Ford Field, clinching a playoff berth for the second consecutive season. Actually, the first time they did that since 1995. Detroit going just about 30 years in between times where they made the playoffs back-to-back years. And they did it in one of the gutsiest ways possible, going for it on fourth down to keep Green Bay from getting the ball back to try a game-tying field goal. Here's what Coach Dan Campbell had to say about it after the game.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believed we could get that. I believed we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line. I trusted David, and they came through for us. It's a hell of a call by Ben, you know. It just, I knew how I wanted to play this game. The team knew it, and everything in me told me that let's finish this, and so we did.
Another win for the Fighting Dan Campbells, of course, that marks their 12th win of the year, sitting at 12-1. Yeah, well, tied at 31 last night. It was a great back-and-forth game. It looked like they were starting to get a little tired because, of course, Detroit is pretty banged up on the defensive side of the ball, pretty depleted after losing even a couple of guys during the game, second and third quarter, before they got one of their defensive tackles back. Detroit just acted like a championship-caliber team. They stepped up in the biggest moment of the game, and it was, in my mind, kind of like that moment of the year type where you've seen them win in other ways, but then seeing them win in a barn burner back and forth fourth contest like this, Will, it just shows how clutch the Detroit Lions actually are.
Well, I love that Dan Campbell hasn't wavered. Like, he is a guy who is going to ask the dealer to hit me when he has 19.
Hell yeah.
Like, that is what he's going to do. And if that is your MO, I get the same kind of defensiveness about Dan Lanning. People get upset when Dan Lanning goes for it on fourth down and then he doesn't get it, right? He doesn't get it deep in his zone. In this game, the Lions, they went for it on fourth and one and they didn't get it deep in their zone. And that set Green Bay up for a touchdown drive that gave Green Bay the lead. But that didn't defer, or that didn't make Campbell second guess himself. He just said, that's fine. We didn't get that one. We're going to get the next one and we're going to keep going with our foot on the gas. If you are a conservative coach, be a conservative coach. If you are an aggressive coach, be an aggressive coach. Where you get into problems is when you're like a Brandon Staley, or as Sirianni has this issue at times with Philadelphia, where sometimes he's conservative, sometimes he's aggressive. And if you're going to go by the numbers, you need to go by the numbers the entire time. It's the law of big numbers. If, you know, it says go for it on fourth and one, you need to go for it every single time you get to fourth and one. And Campbell does that. This Lions team has done a great job. They have built the offensive line to be their powerhouse. Obviously, everyone talks about Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell, for my money, is the best right tackle in football right now. What he can do in pass protection, what he can do run blocking, and then the fact that they can get him out in space, and at times he's running away from David Montgomery, and he's running stride for stride with Gibbs. There aren't many O-line players ever. There's few O-linemen that can do that, and you have a truly special one. Then you go in and you look at, like, Ragnow at center. That dude is a warrior.
Oh, my God.
The block that I remember is in the playoffs where he falls to his knees and he's still driving the defensive lineman back while he's on his knees. It's one of the more impressive blocks as an O-lineman that I've ever seen. So when you just look at this team, they're aggressive by nature, and they're able to be aggressive by nature because of the offensive line that they have built, where they know we can run the football with Montgomery or we can run it with Gibbs and we're going to be okay. And they play by the numbers, and they trust that if they do it enough times, it's going to work out positively, more likely than not, for them. I love it, man. They had to have this game.
Yeah.
They had to have it. Because when you look at this playoff picture, right now it's between them and the Eagles for home field. It is a much bigger deal for the Lions to have every game in that dome than it is for the Eagles to have home field and for the Lions to have to go and play on the road, not in a dome. Can you imagine them going to Philadelphia late January trying to play that championship game? It's a lot easier at Ford Field than it would be at the link.
I love Jared Goff. He's been one of the best quarterbacks since 2021 in the NFL. But yeah, going SoCal boy going into a cold, cold playoff type of atmosphere. Yeah, I'm not sure that the Detroit would be feeling very good, or at least as good as they were last night. And Will, you talk about the offensive line. I noticed that first touchdown by David Montgomery. He had like 6 or 7 feet of like a wide hole right into the end zone from about 4 yards out. It looked like Green Bay's defensive line couldn't even challenge it. So yeah, I agree. Their offensive line as a whole, obviously led by Penei Sewell, got to be tops in the league. And that is what allows them to be aggressive. They have that shorthanded defense right now, unfortunately, just from Aiden Hutchinson, you know, all the way through. You've basically been dealing with a lot of losses on the defensive side throughout the season, but you know, you can, because you have that good, staunch offensive line, lean on your offense a little bit more. Be more aggressive with that offense, and your defense can give up some points like they did last night, and you can still come out on top. If Dan Campbell trusts his offensive line, in which case that last, I know people are pissed about that first fourth down call that he didn't get, but that second fourth down call that they got, that took cojones and it took trust in that offensive
line. Well, you also have to hope with the defense that they get healthy at the right time. Like Anzalone is their starting middle linebacker. He broke his arm. He's been out for a little bit. He should be coming back right around playoff time. You might get him for a week or two in the regular season so he can build up. That's going to make a big difference. The play that sticks out in my mind is right now, Quan Alexander, he's the linebacker that they picked up, and he is replacing Anzalone for better or worse terms, right? On one of the big Kraft interceptions, it wasn't his touchdown, but it led to a Josh Jacobs rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
He is supposed to be guarded by Alexander. Alexander is looking in the backfield. He is lost, and it's because he doesn't understand his assignment. Now, some of that is because Alexander is a new player on the team. He's only been there for a couple weeks, so he doesn't have that playbook memorized like the back of his hand like Anzalone would, and Anzalone would know who his guy in coverage was and would stay with him. But also, Anzalone has proven time in and time again that he can do his job to the highest level. Where Quan Alexander, he is a very good backup linebacker, and he has had multiple stops where he's been a starting linebacker and he's been good in those spots. He's just not the same as Anzalone. So once they can get Anzalone back, because I don't think you're going to get Hutchinson back. Like if you could get Hutchinson back, that's the biggest get for that defense. But your second biggest get is Anzalone. You're going to get him back. And so I do think that this defense will continue to improve. You also have to remember, that's your starting middle linebacker. That's the quarterback of your defense. He's setting everybody in the right spot. He's setting everything up. And so right now you're working with a guy because of the different injuries that you've had at that linebacker position. Because it's not just Anzalone who's gone out. You have a guy who's coming off the street who's doing his best. But it's not the same as having someone who's been in there since August, right? Also,
of course,
I think the Packers have a legit shot to win the NFC. Like, to be able to spot Detroit, 10 points at the end of the first half, you're down 7-17, and come back and fight and legitimately have a shot at winning this game, and you were up at multiple different points, and you didn't lose it because you played badly. You lost it because Detroit played just a little bit better than you. I now think more highly of Green Bay than I did going into this game. I legitimately think if Jordan Love cannot turn the football over, this is a team that it would not surprise me if they were in the NFC Championship game or even in the Super Bowl. Like if they can run the football the way they have been with Josh Jacobs and they can get a couple things to go their way, why couldn't they be that third or fourth team, like that dark horse team that reaches up and beats a Philadelphia or beats a Detroit in the playoffs?
So to wrap this up, you're basically saying that no, Super Bowl 59 is not yet Detroit's to lose because the Eagles, the Packers, the Vikings, even if they continue to play at the clip they've been playing. And by the way, two of those three teams are in the NFC North. With them, so it's obviously a very hard-fought divisional contest. I mean, and they're all within a couple of games each other, with what, 3 weeks to play now, or 4 weeks technically for the Packers and Vikings. But really, outside of those three teams, do you see anyone else? Let's throw Kansas City out. Like, do you see anybody in the NFC able to compete with them going through the playoffs, or no?
In the NFC, I would throw out Minnesota. I don't think that Minnesota has the longevity. Okay. Like, I'm very impressed with what they've done in the regular season. I think they probably win a playoff game. But I think when it comes to, like, do you have the horses? I don't know that they have the horses to compete with Detroit, with Philadelphia. And again, Green Bay, Jordan Love has to limit his turnovers because he's got a little bit of Brett Favre in him. He's closer to Brett Favre than he is to Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah. He is going to turn the ball over because he's a gunslinger. So you have to get Jordan Love in the right spot. You have to get him in a game like this where he doesn't turn the ball over. Now, you'd like his completion percentage to be a little bit higher. You'd like him to be more like he was in the second half than he was in the first half, where he only had like three completions. But he turns that into a 12 for 20 performance. When I look at the NFL as a whole, right now, to me, the team that I think is the favorite is Buffalo. I like the way that Josh Allen is playing, because much of the way that I'm just talking about Jordan Love when it comes to turnover issues, that's Josh Allen, except this year he doesn't have those turnovers. He only has a couple interceptions. He only has a couple fumbles. Now, he had a couple of those fumbles in a big game against Baltimore on a Sunday night, so that's something that may worry me a little bit. But again, you want to talk about getting healthier? They just got their starting middle linebacker, Matt Milano, back, and he had been gone for most of the year. That defense is playing lights out right now. But I think the most important thing about this Buffalo team is they have a counterpunch to Josh Allen. The last couple years, it's been Josh Allen, and he's chucking it up to Davis or he's chucking it up to Diggs, and you're hoping that the other team can't cover them. You run into Kansas City, where they have the secondary to cover those two, and they fall short. This year, you're finally using that big offensive line, and you're trusting Cook to run the football. You're using that 12 personnel formation where you can get Kincaid and you can get Dalton Knox in those formations where, one, they're both really good run blockers from that tight end position.
Yeah.
But more importantly, they're matchup nightmares when you're talking about the passing game. And so you've taken away Josh Allen's turnovers, but you've also given defenses more things to worry about because you truly do have to worry about their run game. So to me, right now, if you told me that Kansas City drops another game or two and the rest of the AFC has to go through Buffalo with Bills Mafia, that's a home field advantage that few can compare to. And it just feels like it might finally be their time. Like, this was supposed to be a reloading year. This was supposed to be the year where they were like that fourth seed. They won the division, but they barely did. And they were closer to 500 than they were to getting, you know, the first round bye. And right now, I just feel like they're a hot team and it's finally kind of their turn.
I like Buffalo. I'm hesitant because I do. Man, I've seen Josh Allen's year so far. It's been great, but I am willing to run through a wall for Dan Campbell. Like, I want to be on the Fighting Dan Campbells at this point. And I do think that they are, at least in my opinion, one of the teams that is not guaranteed a Super Bowl, but has a much better chance than everybody else. Not just really because of their win over Green Bay, but how they've won all season. Beating the Seahawks down, beating the Cowboys down, scoring 50 over the Titans and the Jaguars, and then winning in close games as well. It just doesn't matter how they have to do it. The Fighting Dan Campbells can get it done, and I'm rooting for them to get it done. And I truly believe their offense is well poised to be able to be leaned on and go all the way this season. It's Detroit's window right now, excuse me, and they have a head coach that seemingly will do anything to take advantage of it. So let's see if they can clinch that number one seed in the NFC. Just 3 weeks for them remaining in the regular season.